to just come and share with you. I'm just sitting there. I just feel very humbled to be here. I really didn't know Erica all that well. I got to meet her. We were both at a Christian Veterinary Mission Conference in Knoxville for a weekend for college students. So we got to meet there and talk some that weekend. And shortly after that, where she was killed in her wreck. Just reading, the more I learn about her life, and just reading the fund that you all have established, I'm just very humbled to be here, and just thank you all for this opportunity. A little bit about ourselves and our family, and we'll go into a little more, in depth of our calling and what we'll be doing in Mongolia a little later. I'll sort of start with myself, Helen. I'll do more of our testimony a little later, but I really just feel it came from a time in my life where I really did feel I was walking real closely to the Lord. The Lord is faithful to us even when we are not faithful to Him. And just through His Word and through reading in Philippians, just talking about how, Christ is the most important thing, and that everything else in this world, compared to knowing Christ is basically rubbish. And in my heart, I had to ask myself the question, do you believe that? And if so, your calling. Mission work had always been at a little bit of a been in my mind. When we were in college, we were actually at there's a large church, and they were affiliated with the Southern Seminary. It was a Southern Baptist church, and they would actually had about a group of six or eight guys that could earn their Masters of Divinity by working in the church. And just because of where we were in our life, me and Helen were married at that time. A lot of them were married. We were all just the same life stage, so that was our group of friends. And so, when we left there, we had friends in Japan, we had one group of friends in Japan, one went to New York City, had some in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, others in other places in Africa where they couldn't say where they were going. So we just had friends spread all over the globe with missions, and just talking with them, it sort of became a little passion in our hearts, and we loved the thought of it. We thought we may do some, really thinking that it'd be a little 2-week stint. But like I said, just in reading that word and that day, I was just extremely convicted about what our call in life was to be, and so we just started looking into it, and it was it's been a process about 3 years in the making now, just us daily fighting battles with ourselves, with our flesh, and trying to be obedient to God's call. We've just basically through the whole process said that, okay, Lord, as long as the door's open, we're going to try to keep walking, doing our best to walk, and not knowing what the next step may be. But the Lord has just proven Himself to be so faithful through everything. And that is our testimony, is that the Lord is faithful, and that He is He is the most important thing. And just as we did that, we just felt the call to Mongolia. And again, the doors have just kept opening. And so we are tentatively looking at, hopefully in the spring, that we'll be able to leave. We'll raising our support, and then we're Lord again has just been so faithful and showed Himself true, and so that we're thinking in the spring we'll be able to go over there and begin our work there. So we certainly covet your prayers as we do that. And again, we are just so humbled we don't always understand, God's plan of why He took such a young woman so focused on serving Him and going to Mongolia and just living her life for Him, when there's so much, as I read that, I feel unworthy even compared to her, it should have been me probably. But as the pastor said, she's with the Lord, and as we live our lives, we just have to try and be obedient and follow the path that as she was doing, and just serving the Lord. So again, we look forward to sharing a little more and just giving a little more in depth about our testimony and the struggles that we've had, and a little more about what we'll be doing in Mongolia.
Thank you.